If you've been missing that alt-rock sound from your Bay Area radio waves, and we have good news for you. As we've been reporting, Live 105 is officially back as of 10:53 this morning. Get it? 10:53. And we're joined live in studio by a familiar voice to Bay Area listeners, Jane, on-air host and music director at Alice. Now she's music director at Live 105. Nice to see you on this side of the building. There you are.
Yeah, thank you so much. I normally, like I said, see each other passing in the hallways.
I know. It's like, hey, hi, bye. So this station has had a long history in cultivating alt rock bands and a listenership. So was there just this thirst for this kind of music? And we haven't had for a while.
There was, yeah. Live 105 does have a storied history. There have been endless bands that Live 105 introduced to the Bay Area and bands that credit Live 105 as giving them their start in the States, not just the Bay Area. People have been clamoring for it back. There's definitely a community. You know, we had a big emotional moment just bringing it on minutes ago when we were talking about people who can tell you where they were at, you know, BFD 1 year or Not So Silent Night, the year Green Day saved Christmas, and where they were the first time they heard a song on Live 105 for the first time. It's part of people's lives in the Bay Area, and it's an honor and a thrill to bring it back.
I was wondering if that was unique to the Bay Area, or is it, you know, in L.A., is it in New York, other major cities as well, to have this sort of diaspora of people who love this music and then didn't know where to get it?
Well, obviously, everything's different in the Bay. The community has always been there. Like I said, there's something special about a radio station and in such a special part of the country like the Bay Area is, where everybody feels like they're a part of it. It's a community, it's a family, it's people who love the same bands, who go to the same shows, who want to experience it together. Because yes, like you said, you can find music in different places. You can discover music in different places. But when you're listening to Live 105, you know you're part of that community, you're part of that group. These are your people. And people wanted that back, so we got it for them.
So what would you want to tell people if you wanted to say, hey, remember when we used to listen to Green Day or Red Hot Chili Peppers or something like that? And guess what? I mean, I wonder, is it a certain demographic? Did we all grow up with it and we are craving that still?
Well, sure. There are certain demographics who grew up with a lot of the music that we play and obviously are going to discover new music together again on Live 105. But you just have to look at just recent shows in the Bay Area. I mean, look at Depeche Mode at the SAP Center. Look at The Cure at Shoreline. There's a massive audience of people who did grow up hearing those songs on Live 105 who do want to hear them again. Like I said, don't forget the new music discovery as well. It's all there. And one more time, people get to experience it together.
And that togetherness is important because you feel it when you go to like Bottle Rock or Outside Lands. I mean, to what extent those particular events, you know, fuel this hunger.
Absolutely. They fuel the hunger. And one of the main questions that we got, because, you know, we've been teasing this since Friday night. We had a T-minus countdown going. And one of the main questions that we got was, are the shows going to come back? Is Not So Silent Night going to come back? Because, again, this is part of people's lives. This is the fabric of the Bay Area. And so, that community, we will get to celebrate those things together again.
And new stuff, too.
Exactly. Yes.
Wow. All right. Great. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Back on the air. That is Jane. She is a music director at Alice and now at the newly and reborn Live 105.